It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review 28 years later, The Bone Temple, which picks up where we last saw young Spike, played by Alfie Williams. He meets the zombie-surviving Dr. Ian Kelsen, played by Ralph Fiennes, and meets a satanic group known as the Jimmies, led none other than Sir Lord Jimmy Crystal, played by Jack O'Connell. In this sequel, the Jimmies take Spike under their wing and intend to murder even uninfected people as sacrifices for Satan, while Dr. Kelsen comes across an alpha zombie whom he named Samson, played by Shy Lewis Perry. He might be able to cure him of the rage virus. Alex Garland once again wrote the script, while he and Danny Boyle are producers and Nia DaCosta is now the director. Even the original 28 Days Later star Cillian Murphy is credited as an executive producer and reprises his role. They all develop a zombie sequel that questions about whether or not the rage virus will have a cure and shows us the insanity of the Jimmies. I think 28 years later, The Bone Temple is the sequel I wanted out of Avatar: Fire and Ash. It knows how to develop on the world these people now live in, it doesn't always take the easy way out, it doesn't rely on the same old tricks to keep the spirit alive, and it uses great visuals and performances to ignite everything, and believe me, there will be flames. Don't miss it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.